The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is September 26th, 2022. This is the Fightful post-show podcast for WWE Monday Night Raw. We got plenty to talk about. Honestly, the White Rabbit tease that happened is conjured up some of the most DMs I've ever gotten about anything that I've ever covered on just an episode of Raw. Like, people are into this. I think everybody kind of knows where it's going, what it's doing. Fightful Select has a lot of cool stuff. I'll brag about that later on. We got Denise Salcedo here, and her voice is back. Denise, how you doing?
I was going to say, do we know where it's going? Do we? Because yeah. I'm just saying there was a swerve today going around on the Twitter theories. You know how
let me tell you, work. It ain't Malachi Black. It is not Malachi Black.
We could have milked it a little bit, maybe got a couple of super chats out of that.
Hey, listen,
come on, Sean, gotta put the business brain on.
Get in those super chats. Get in those Humper Chats. We would greatly appreciate it. If you don't know what Humper Chats are, you go to humperchats.com. You can leave a question or a statement while we're on the air, before we go on the air, really whenever, because we have shows every single night, Raw on Mondays, NXT Tuesdays, AEW Dynamite Wednesdays, Impact Thursdays, then SmackDown and Rampage on Fridays. And then throughout the week, we have great shows like Day After Dynamite with Will Washington. We have The Spotlight. We have Listen, Ya Boy. We have Grapsody. And we got a couple interviews per week, including one that Scott Edwards dropped this week with Yuka Sakazaki. You're not going to see a lot of English-speaking sites with Yuka Sakazaki interviews. So check it out. Support that work. I am so happy about the level of work that Scott Edwards has been doing. He really brought something that was lacking to Fightful. And as a result, if you subscribe to Fightful Select, you get that stuff early, in addition to all the other big scoops. Today, we had the Raw Rundown, which had a bit of a swerve, Denise. It said that Doudrop would be facing Nikki A.S.H. WWE got slick on us. Candice LeRae is back. On any other night, it feels like that would have been like the big news coming out of this, and I still think it is, but we'll talk about it more then. But that's got to be the biggest thing to me that happened on this show, was the return of Candice.
I was going to say, damn, they didn't want the Dirt Sheet Boy to get the scoop on Candice LeRae, man.
I got it right before Raw. Well, from one person, but I can't run it with one person. It just doesn't work like that.
Wait, you're telling me you actually confirm and check your sources, Sean?
Indeed, I do. And then, unless Candice LeRae hit me up and was like, hey, I'm about to debut type of thing, or if it's like a high-ranking official that, you know, isn't going to burn me. And then I got word about 15, 20 minutes before, and I was like, well, there's no time to, like, I can't write up a report. Like, what's the point, right? I wasn't going to get any subscriptions off of that, so there was no point in doing it. But
so you got to clickbait it, Sean. You got to be like, mystery person coming into WWE making debut tonight.
So I tease them on Twitter, like sometimes hours before I'll post them.
Yeah, actually, can I tell you, that makes me so mad, Sean, because I'll go to like the website and I go to my emails because it's just easier for me to get like the emails. And I'm like, this isn't up here. And then I'm like, when did he go freaking post that tweet?
Blame Reddit. Blame Reddit.
Listen, me off, Sean. I'm not even going to tell you. I get so angry.
Listen, aggregation's a part of the game, and I did it for a long time. But I mean, like, there are some like engagement Twitter accounts or Reddit that just bam, immediately will do it. So I'll tease it a while before and find a creative way to put it up there. That way our subscribers get it first. But we got a super chat from Omar Diaz that says, Denise, you lost, so when are you eating leather? That's right. The Hold Bengals.
The Hold the phone. We never made a bet. You fucked up, Sean. You no, never actually quit, signed cursing. Any
quit,
contract.
Quit dropping F-bombs on the air. Muted, first off. So as a result of Denise dropping F-bombs and losing, it will
we
be a stipulation.
Never made a bet, though.
It will be a stipulation of my choosing. And Denise.
No, we I'm never decided on that, Sean.
I'm going to see you in 4 days, Denise.
Yeah, but we never decided on anything. You can't make a rule.
The stipulation is that Denise has to go to Cleveland and she can't leave. That's it. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? Congratulations on beating like 75-year-old statue Joe Flacco.
That's right. You know what? I'll take a win over Joe Flacco anytime I can get it. I said that for about 12 years. And no white mic in sight. I thought about burning the shirt that you got me for Twitter clicks. But you know what? I'm going to be there.
Come on, Sean. You got to get into the headspace.
I'm going to be there Thursday night for the Bengals-Dolphins game as well. I'm very excited for that. But by the way, guys, send in your super chats. Send in your Humper chats. That way we control Denise. But the Bianca Belair promo kicked off WWE Raw, which led to Bianca defeating Io Sky. What a match. Jesus Christ. The quality of in-ring on Raw is just through the roof right now. There are like three matches this week that would have been match of the night on most other Raws that we've seen for a while. Now, there have been some periods where Raw got like this. Like at the start of the pandemic, when they had that amazing like Aleister Black, Apollo Crews match. Then, you know, Riddle and Sheamus were going at it for a while. There have been some times, but this is, it's working too, Denise. People are tuning in and people are watching these shows. When you look and you see the in-ring adjusting this much, did you expect it to result in an increase of viewership, or did you expect it to adjust it at all?
Well, you would expect so, because what was one of the major problems or issues that we were having like prior to, you know, all of this, right? To all of these major changes, the biggest issue that we were seeing was rematches. Like, yeah. Let's not forget what a big issue that was on the show. And so the fact that that's not something that we're like complaining about anymore, that is such a huge difference in the quality and experience of watching Raw, to be honest. Even though, like, here's the thing, like, we got so many good matches here tonight. Like, they were good matches, right? The only thing that I would say, though, is that I didn't personally love today's episode of Raw. And the reason for that is I feel like there wasn't that much that, like, if you were to tell me, like, hey, Denise, name five awesome things that happened on Raw today, I feel like I would only have a couple for you. Like, I feel like there needs to be more in terms of, like, bigger moments, more memorable moments thrown into the show as well. Because today's show, while we did get some good matches here and there and all of that good stuff, I felt like there wasn't that much of, like, that even I even feel like really talking about, to be honest. I think they need to do a lot more, especially given that obviously we're filling a whole 3 hours.
Io Sky gets defeated by Bianca Belair. Just, they work so good together. Like, Io Sky, like, just banger after banger that Triple H has brought back. Like, Hit Row is fitting great into their role. I think Cross and Scarlett are fitting great into their role. We saw Candice and Johnny working well too. But Io Sky, I think, has really, like, she has been the one that's kind of tied it all together, because we haven't seen Dakota in the ring as much. She's been in like some more abbreviated spots. But Io Sky being in the ring, and she doesn't have to be the top person right now. I think eventually she will be. But I think for this type of match, she was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, she definitely was. You know, here's the thing, like, damage control and just everything that they've been doing with Bianca Belair and Asuka and Alexa, it's really added so much more to the show. And I know we're going to talk about Candice LeRae now, like, later on, but really just like the women's division on Raw is getting to like a very exciting level, where I feel like the women's division is like the thing that I most look forward to on Raw every week. You know, obviously, aside from what they're doing with Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle, aside from Seth Rollins, Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens on Raw, I feel like the women's division is all that to me is the most interesting parts of the show. Like everything else to me is interchangeable right now because I don't really love everything that they're doing with each and every single thing, but at least those things are the main focus for me, at least right now. In terms of EO, like that's the thing, like the people were excited to see her when, you know, she came out and she had like this big moment and oh, she's on the main roster now and this and that, because she's the person that while she may not get the attention that Bayley does or the attention that Bianca does, everybody that has seen her work knows that she is capable not just of like great in-ring moment, like great in-ring matches, but she's also capable of like these very special moments in the ring. And I feel like whenever she's going to be given like those opportunities, she's going to be the person that is going to stand out, you know, bring something different to the group. So I think it's all working. They're all bringing like a different part. Like it's interesting, but like I kind of see Damage Control each bringing something different. Like Bayley, yes, to me, she's the lead. She's the alpha female. She's the one, you know, she's the main one, right? EO to me is the one that's like could bring in like a special quality of a match. And that's not to say Bayley and Dakota can't, but I just feel like EO can bring something different in terms of like in-ring wise. And Dakota to me, she's almost like, I don't know how to explain it, but just like the way that she presents herself in terms of like the way that she dresses, to me, she's actually like the most, how do I explain it? Like the most like trendy one, the one that I feel if you have like a 15-year-old girl tune into Raw, she's going to see Dakota Kai and be like, that's who I relate to in this group. That like, I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, that's kind of how I see all of their roles in Damage Control.
KE775 says, feels like someone's going to turn on Bianca at Extreme Rules, or do you think I'm overthinking? Well, there's a lot of stuff in play right now with Candace coming back. And I mean, she worked really great as a heel in NXT. Becky Lynch, we don't know when she'll be back. Charlotte Flair, when will she be back? Sasha and Naomi, when will they be back? There are an awful lot of wild cards right now, so it's hard to say.
Everyone's guessing that it's going to be Alexa. Like I've been seeing it all over Twitter where there's a lot of theories that people think it's going to be Alexa. I don't know. I don't think I feel as strongly about that.
Tim Traver says, this is my last super chat. Going to be saving up money because I'm taking a trip to Virginia on Thanksgiving break or Christmas break. Well, buddy, we appreciate you no matter what. We appreciate your support.
Virginia is for lovers.
It is. It is. But check out the Diecast Collective, my friends. Tim Traver really passionate about that, but we love you, Tim, regardless of if he can send super chats or not. The Line Drive says Extreme Rules, low-key looking like pay-per-view of the year. They definitely took some major leaps towards that tonight. We got the Seth Rollins promo, and then Rollins defeated Rey Mysterio. How'd you feel about how Seth performed tonight? I mean, he's one of the tops right now.
I liked all of this. This was all perfectly fine. Yeah, given that I didn't really care like about Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio, because this is obviously nothing new, so I really didn't care about it in terms of like that perspective. It was more so though that the match itself was like everything was fine. It was whatever. Honestly, my biggest
it wasn't like even the top three match night.
It was like whatever. To be honest, like there was like I'm trying to think of something
with those two. Yeah.
Well, actually, hold on. No, because I was going to say, you know, there wasn't even anything memorable in that match, but I'm wrong. I'm actually wrong in this. Rey Mysterio, and this is obviously, you know, obviously expected from Rey, but Rey seemed to just be like flying even further than he normally does. Like any, like when Seth Rollins threw him out of the ring, he went so far, like he shooted off like a rocket, man. There were some good moments in terms of that I enjoyed seeing between Seth and Rey. But the thing that I can't really get over though is just like when Dominic Mysterio came out and he had that whole interaction on the show, and then he goes out and he sits in ringside and the crowd starts chanting, "Dom is useless." Those chants literally like, ouch. I don't know how else to say it. It's something.
Yeah, and I don't like another distraction finish, but I'll tell you what I do love. A Peruvian necktie finish. Like a lot of people, this is another move that isn't utilized a lot in professional wrestling. I mean, maybe virgins like the Koji Clutch and stuff like that, but this reminds me an awful lot of when AJ Styles started to use the calf crusher, the calf killer in wrestling. Like it's just, I wouldn't say it's a common move in MMA or jiu-jitsu, but it's one that if you train for like any extended period of time, you're going to see it get pulled off and you're going to learn how to do it. So it is like the calf crusher in that regard. And that if you train, you kind of know which way that's going. I love him using that as the finish. I thought that was just really, really good.
Commentary did a good job of putting it over as well.
We got Johnny and Kevin Owens defeating the Alpha Academy. Again, good match, but it's one of those like on a loaded show of really, really good matches. Johnny and Kevin win. I got sold a ticket towards the end because of another interference. But the cliffhanger DDT that Gable did, oh my God. I thought that was it, Denise.
So are we not going to mention, like, okay. Did anybody notice the shot that commentary threw to AEW during this?
No.
A lot of people missed this because it was like, you know, WWE, legitimately, they don't often throw shots. Like if you're going to say who throws more shots, AEW or WWE, it's clearly AEW. So when they were, I forgot like what led to this, but they were talking on commentary and then Corey Graves literally told Byron Saxton, you should be hanging out in Reseda Saxton with all of the dorks. He literally said that. And I was like, oh shit. And I noticed that like a lot of people did not pick it up on the timeline.
I love it.
And it's not like WWE throws shots at AEW every day. So it was definitely something where I thought, what? It caught my attention for sure. And they even let the moment sink because afterwards they didn't say anything. Like it was like dead silent for a couple of seconds. And then afterwards they were like, oh yeah, everybody in Southern California is probably insulted by that. Something like that they said about Southern California and people being insulted by that. And I was like, okay, first of all, as a person from Southern California, I know why you're saying this because, you know, the Young Bucks and Reseda and all of that stuff. But you know what? I am insulted because there's more places than Reseda over here, but obviously that's not the point. The point is they were throwing a shot at the Young Bucks and AEW. So there you go.
I love it.
Shots fired.
I love it. This is another good match. Do you think we see Kevin Owens and Johnny team up more, or is this like a temporary thing? Because it's very clear that Johnny and Austin Theory are going to have their match soon.
I would like them to team up for a little bit more. You know, leading up to that, I don't see why not. That's perfectly like harmless. Like they were perfectly fine today as a team. I loved Kevin Owens' elbow to Otis so on the good table. That was really so good. Nice little fun moment. In terms of like the last couple of weeks, it's been a while, but Kevin Owens has been putting on some tremendous work. This wasn't like the most memorable match in the last couple of months for Kevin Owens, but it was still good.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, you don't have to have like five-star match. If you sneak in that little table spot, there are three other amazing, incredible matches. And not to say this one wasn't incredible. There were some really great spots. I will always love seeing the cliffhanger DDT. Love it. Also, Otis and Braun delivered big in the ratings last week. They drew 2.7 million for their match on SmackDown. They were the highest rated thing on the highest rated SmackDown since Christmas of 2020. So they were delivered big as well.
I have a gift really quickly.
Okay.
I can tell when somebody gets a haircut, no matter what, whoever you are. I can always tell. I want to know if Kevin Owens got a haircut.
Okay. You didn't say anything about my haircut. I got a haircut.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Okay, your gift is
You didn't. I could tell like the fresh cut. Like when did you get it? How many days ago? It's got to be like, no, it's got to be like within the first 24, 48 hours. I can't tell otherwise. But it's my gift. I'm telling you.
My God. Distri says, everyone's always talking about the dream WWE AEW matches. Mine's Rollins Omega. That is the marquee match we need in the next few years. I mean, to me, still the dream match, I would find a way to do Rollins, Reigns, Moxley. That's what I would still do. I don't even care that it's two WWE guys. That is the dream match to me for those three, at least. Lake says, how about them Cowboys? They can piss off. How about that one? Braun sends a death threat over the phone to Gable. So we're getting Gable versus Strowman and Otis versus Gargano next week. These matches make sense. I'm cool with that.
Card's looking pretty good for next week for the most part.
Omos crushes a couple of jobbers. Like, I got a theory that maybe they're just setting up Omos for, like maybe Goldberg's going to come back and do one more in Saudi and he crushes Omos or something, because I don't understand what this is for at this point.
I feel really bad, but when Omos came out tonight, I thought, damn, I haven't seen Omos in forever. Where has he been? But we did. He was on the last show when he had the technical difficulty. We have seen Omos, and I forgot. I was like, where has Omos been? That's really bad. But I kind of feel like they don't know what to do right now with Omos. They really don't.
Well, I mean, it feels like they're setting him up to be knocked down. And I said it so many times on this show, Denise, I thought they fumbled him completely. It became very evident very early on that whatever Vince thought he was going to be, he ain't that. He wasn't that. So what do? All right, you keep on pushing him. And then when it comes time for somebody to beat him, you set up a couple things. One, first person to knock him off his feet, first person to slam him, first person to beat him. All those three can be the same thing, but ideally slamming him, pinning him happen the same day. The old Andre the Giant method. But whatever he is, he's not that.
Replace him with Sanga.
With who?
With Sanga. I like Sanga. He's a likable fella.
He ain't nearly as big.
But he's likable, though.
We've got DM saying, even said Kevin Owens used the Scorpion Deathlock. Yes, and Distry says KO is the best. KO number one. Sammy is great, too. Oh, we'll be going into that pretty soon. But yeah, on commentary, they alluded to a possible Braun Strowman feud with Omos. If Omos, dominated him, if Braun dominated him, maybe that would work. Maybe that would work. But you know what? I'll tell you something that works. Our friends at ZBiotics, your first drink of the night for a better tomorrow. It's engineered by a team of PhD microbiologists. It's the probiotic drinks that breaks down the byproduct of alcohol, which is responsible for the rough mornings after drinking. You just have a ZBiotics for the best results. Make it your first drink of the night. You drink responsibly, get a good night's sleep, and then you enjoy tomorrow. We got a wedding coming up this weekend. Myself and Denise will both be there. There will be some beverages consumed by some people there, and I'm going to say, you know what, by golly, should try this ZBiotics. It's the jam. Because if you get up the next day, you want that daily workout, you don't feel great, ZBiotics has you covered. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic that is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Give ZBiotics a try for yourself. Go to ZBiotics.com/Fightful. Get 15% off your first order when you use the code Fightful at checkout. And like all of our other great sponsors, backed with a 100% happiness money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/Fightful. Use the code Fightful at checkout for 15% off. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break that byproduct down. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into that toxic byproduct into the gut, and it is that byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. It's designed to work just like your liver, but in your gut where you need it the most. Just remember, drink ZBiotics.com/Fightful before your first drink of the night. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Shelton Jackson says, at this point, I'm just like, give me an actual reunion of the Hurt Business. MVP, Shelton, Cedric, and Bobby put the Hurt Business in front of a crowd. Well, Denise, I would love that, but I think that ship unfortunately sailed when they teased it, didn't do it, halfway brought it back, et cetera, et cetera.
Bro, that ship came, went, came again, went and came so many times.
It came a lot, Denise.
It did. But now it's officially, well, I can't even say it's officially gone because I can see them popping up with this in like 2 months. All of a sudden, the Hurt Business is a thing again. That's why I used to get so mad, Sean. And I don't think I ever told you this, but I used to get so mad at you when you were like, the Hurt Business is back. And I'm like, who the hell cares that the Hurt Business is back? They're going to be gone again in like a week.
They were great, though.
Well, regardless, they were great for a long time. But then when they first broke them up and then they like decided to bring them back again and then broke them up again and then brought them back. At one point, I just stopped getting excited. Like after the first breakup, that was it.
Well, anyway, Joel Wood says, Sean, in your expert opinion, Survivor Series in Boston, does Sasha return before Survivor Series, at it, after, or not at all? It's a shot in the dark. I'll say at it. But I mean, if there's, I haven't reported a thing about Sasha Banks and Naomi for like months and months and months. Cause I truly within the company haven't heard anything. I heard that Raj's story was accurate in that we've seen some very unusual severing of the ties between companies and performers because there are viable competitors now. So things are a little bit more. Loomis, Miz. We got security guards knocked out. Loomis pops up wearing an Edmonton Oilers jersey. As reported by FightfulSelect.com. Go subscribe to FightfulSelect.com.
Wait, we had reported the t-shirt?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The did Edmonton really? Oilers thing? Yeah, absolutely. I did. I said there was going to be an Oilers get up tonight. Subscribe to Fightful Select. It's just $5, guys. I promise you it's worth it. I know some of you are like,
but it gets leaked right after. What's the point?
I promise you'll like it. $5, you'll go, damn, I was just $5? Really? And I got it sent straight to my phone or my email? Oh, damn. There's 6 or 7 podcasts a week, too? Wow. Hot dog. At this point, Denise, we know the motivation behind Dexter Loomis.
He's in love with the Miz.
Oh, it's a little more than that. It's you know it's all about love. But
I do not co-sign this.
But you agree with it.
No, I don't agree with
it. How do you not agree with it?
No, because I don't agree with it. Bro, no, I do not. This storyline is so inappropriate. I don't even want to talk about it.
But happening. They're implying it heavily.
They are. I know they are. But it's terrible. Why would they have to imply it? The Miz is a married man with children.
I don't think that matters to some people.
It matters.
Well, it should matter, yeah, but I don't know.
It totally matters. But this was actually one of the best things that we saw in Raw today, though. So with that being said.
But I mean, like, at some point, Indy's got to show up and, like, pull him by the ear and be like, stay away from him.
I mean, no, if I'm Indy Hartwell and I'm watching this, I'm, like, no longer talking to him at all. Like, write him off.
Dishree says, that pun, I miss Adam Cole so damn much. I don't have a lot to say to this. I mean, they're funny. Because I like they like have the interesting ways to get Dexter Lumis there and, you know, be a creep. But it's the same thing we see every week at this point. Still, it's short. It's harmless. I don't mind it.
Well, shout out. I mean, I don't know if I would say harmless if they're implying butt stuff and the man's being kidnapped. I don't know if I would say harmless, Sean. But shout out to the security guards because they did a phenomenal job of laying down.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. That's all I got for this.
Line Drive says, Dexter, the booty warrior, Lumis. Well, we do have something that's worth talking about.
How did Dexter Lumis go from being like in the number one romantic NXT storyline?
Did you ever watch him in TNA?
Yes, but I'm talking about WWE in particular.
Yeah, but this ain't that far from, I mean, like he was a stalker in TNA. But
yes, but that's not the point though. The point, okay, whatever. I just don't support this kidnapping butt stuff.
Nikki A.S.H. Internally was slated to face Doudrop. That was a swerve, bro. Candice LeRae is back. That's great to see. She looks incredible. Makes you happy to see her back. You had to know that she was going to be back in WWE once Johnny showed up. And I would say normally, oh, that doesn't matter. People work in different places all the time. Well, now WWE can offer good money, good creative, and at least decent booked women's division. So she's back. She beats Nikki A.S.H. pretty quick. Nerd Guru says Becky and Seth versus Candace and Johnny win. Oh, that'll be a banger whenever it happens. But Denise, I think that, one, I think Johnny made the right decision sitting out this entire time until Triple H took over. Candace did the right thing. And, I mean, she was, you know, she's got a good relationship with the Young Bucks. She was the only woman working PWG for a very, very long time. And she comes in. She gets a big win here. Later on, she pretty clearly aligns with the baby faces. But I'm just happy to see her back.
Yeah, I was always curious why we never saw her go to the main roster a lot sooner. You know, she's, you know, cute. She's, you know, great. Vince, all of that
Vince
good stuff.
Vince didn't get it. Vince didn't get it. That's what I was always told.
It's weird, you know. But anyway, so good for her. You know, she's she has like a very, I don't know, I hate to say like cute, but she's very, very cute. So I'm excited to see like what she's going to do with the main roster girls. And to be honest, I'm more so just happy for options. Like, you have no idea. If you weren't watching Raw like every single damn week, I do not know how to tell you this, but having options for people to wrestle with each other and options for fresh matchups is literally like a godsend to me right now. Like, I'm so happy that there's an opportunity now to get fresh new matches. Like, please, that's all I care about right now.
I'm so happy to see this. She is a nice shot in the arm. SmackDown needs some more though. SmackDown needs some more people.
SmackDown needs a whole lot, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, they do.
A whole lot. They need to hire like a bunch of people. I don't know what they need to do, but they need to add to that roster, man.
So, I mean, if Becky came back, I would love to see her set up something on SmackDown with Ronda, assuming Ronda wins that title. But I'm just stoked to see Candace. Patrick says, with all the women in the division, hopefully they won't need to rely too much on surprise entrance in the Rumble. Well, I mean, I'm okay with surprise entrance. I'm okay with that. I don't want to do it heavily. Like, I think Wendy Chu would be amazing in the Royal Rumble. Like, do a good comedy spot, come in there, beat some people up with some pillows, do some stuff like that. I think she'd be great. When I see Candace up, I'm like, okay, well, Indy Hartwell would make a lot of sense to bring up as well and put them in a tag team to compete for these tag team titles. So I hope so. Dream Ninja says the current women's roster on Raw, Rhea, Bianca, Asuka, Bliss, Bayley, Io, Dakota, and now Candace. Holy crap. Triple H gave us an exceptional women's division. My heart is happy. SmackDown does need something though.
I prefer for Candace to do her own thing.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
fair. I would prefer. I want to see something new. I don't want to see like the same old thing. I want to see. I want to see a different version of Candace that I haven't seen, you know, recently. Just something different.
It's really Brian says we got Candace, Dakota, Bianca, Io on the main roster. War Games is going to hump. Hopefully, we get Raquel and Shotzi in there too. I don't know if we need them necessarily involved in that, especially with all the pieces that might be coming back over the next month and a half. Because I think that you really should, if you're going to do the first women's War Games, it should be as loaded with huge names.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As possible. KE775 says, do you think WWE is planning any division or additions to the SmackDown Women's Division, or will they rely on Bayley, Io, and Dakota to pull double duty? Well, you got Bayley, Io, Dakota, which is a prominent act. You've got Liv and Ronda doing their thing. It is hard to believe that Charlotte or Becky aren't going to come back over to SmackDown. Very hard to believe. But also, Nikki took off her mask in the corner. This needs to be a rebirth of Nikki. We have seen this teased so much, the point where I'm like, wake me up when it actually happens, Denise. We've seen her, I'm getting serious. We've seen her sulking backstage. We've seen this. Like, let me know when it finally happens, because to me, it would have made a lot of sense for at Worlds Collide, that tag match to have been Piper Niven and Nikki Cross instead of Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H., right? Because that represents NXT and NXT UK a lot more fairly than what they did, even though the match was good. Do you think that we're seeing anything here? KE775 says, do you think Nikki Cross is coming back? Know anything about Doudrop? We haven't seen her in 3 weeks. I will ask about Doudrop. Do you think we're getting Nikki Cross back?
You know, I feel like they could definitely, I'll be real, they should do it. They should just bring Nikki Cross back. And the reason I say that is just because they've had a huge amount, a long time to do something with the Nikki A.S.H. character, and they really didn't. They really didn't do as much as they could have with that kind of character. And so for me, I think at this point, but here's the thing, like, I feel like you mentioned how this has like sort of been happening, then not happening. They've been like just slowly peeling this band-aid off. They need to make a drastic change. And when they do it, it needs to happen fast. It needs to be fast and quick. And that's it. Because if not, it's just nobody's going to care anymore.
I completely agree. Nerd Guru says, I don't mind if Charlotte's back, but she can go on SmackDown, whatever. I don't want her anywhere near this damage control stuff. She would suck the air right out of it. Well, I mean,
I disagree with that.
Well, I hate to tell you also, I mean, damage control's on both shows right now. So
go ahead. I think Charlotte, you know, no matter what program, like, she's a great heel. Like, she just gets that, like, heat and all of that good stuff. I feel like so many people dislike Charlotte, but I do think that there's a good way to incorporate her wherever, you know, they put her. Like, if she were to do something with damage control, I would like it.
Sure.
I feel like Mean Girls on Mean Girls.
Michael Keith says, butt stuff match at Extreme Rules.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Sami Zayn defeated AJ Styles in an absolute slapper, Denise. This match humped so hard. Sami has been such a character over the past few years that you forget what he can do in the ring. And I mean,
oh, no, I never forgot. No, not put me on that list, Sean. I never forgot.
Well, I mean, he's around. He wrestles with, like, his shirt on and all that stuff. He's very much like, he wasn't like portrayed as like a workhorse guy.
No, he wasn't.
And that's been the case for years and years and years now at this bet. Like, I remember the last like big match that stood out to me from Sami Zayn where I was like, oh my God, holy shit. Well, obviously the Fatal Five Way, but I mean, like there was the Jeff Hardy, AJ,
the triple threat,
that ladder match was just incredible. And then he had
the last man standing
with Kevin Owens. But then it's always like these long periods of where he's a character and he's so good at it. And then he's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do a deadlift orange crush bomb. I think it's one of the best moves in wrestling. He's so goddamn good. He's incredible. These two worked so fantastically well together. Distri says, Sammy Nakamura, take over Dallas. Never forget. Oh, that was incredible because Sammy stood no chance of winning. I didn't think he was going to win, and it was still one of the best matches I saw all year long. Denise, this was incredible. This is what I want to see on Monday Night Raw.
This was, when they promoted it, when they announced it, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, this is exactly what, like you said, what you want to see on Raw. And especially given that it's following that big moment that happened on SmackDown with Roman Reigns and everybody loved it and everybody's talking about it and all that good stuff, to follow it up with this match, I thought was definitely like a good way to go. I feel like this is the time to change the perception on Sami Zayn. And by that, I mean that he doesn't have to stop being Sami Zayn, but let him go out there. And like you said, go out there and do the matches that we know that he can do and just keep it going, man. Like, keep it going. He should not be like, you know, always a tier below like the top guys. Like, he should be up there. And I feel like if the last, like, even just like, even if you were just judging like the recent stuff that he's been doing with the Bloodline to right now, that's like enough to basically tell you like, hey, like the fans, they want to see more Sami Zayn. Like, this is it. Like, I feel this is the period to like, you know, pull the plug.
Some of the best wrestling TV that I've seen is just Sami Zayn. And
even that WrestleMania match that he had with Johnny Knoxville, it was a totally different match and it was so freaking entertaining. And it was like not, you know, not what you would expect, right? But it was so much fun.
But like, this has been so good. And one of my favorite parts is Solo Sikoa just being down for Sami. Like, when they were like clowning him, Ricochet and Moss were like, you're not really a part of the group. And then Solo showed up and was like, yeah, bitch, he is. And Solo is there with him again tonight. That is such an amazing touch. Graham says, does AJ get one more world title run? If they split the titles back, I think it's absolutely possible. I think he could. I don't know if it'd be a long one, but I think he could. So AJ could win the title any given night, and I don't think anybody would be like, oh, that sucks.
God, but right now, like with Roman having the
not
titles,
right now.
I know, but I'm just saying it just feels so far away, though.
Yeah.
Like, to imagine like AJ Styles as champion right now feels so far away.
I think there's a good story they can tell, though. KE775 says, do you think Sami is kicked out of the Bloodline before or after Survivor Series? Wondering if he'll fight with or against them in War Games.
Maybe
I think
during Survivor Series?
Yeah, I think maybe Sami could turn on them and I think it's important that Sami turns on them at Survivor Series or around then for a couple reasons. Sami is very sympathetic, but he has to show some spine and some backbone throughout all this. He can't just be like, oh, well, he's getting his ass whipped, getting disrespected. He's a part of the group now. They have firmly entrenched that. He is to be respected now. This is well beyond a joke. Like, Roman sees him as a part of the actual group now, and Solo's there. But you've got Jay, Jimmy, Solo, Roman, Zayn. That's a perfect five right there. I think you go with that.
Well, it would be, I think, the bigger, like, I think it would be more shocking if they had Sami Zayn do the turn because everybody's expecting it to be the Bloodline. So I do think it would be, like, just for more of a shock factor, Sami Zayn turning. I like that idea.
Yeah. We have N. Simmons saying, I don't care what anyone says, Sami has to be the one to beat Roman, especially after the turn when it happens.
Would you be mad? I wouldn't be mad.
No, not at all. I think that Sami is one of the best performers on the planet right now. And you know what? Adrian Neville was nowhere near the monster that Roman Reigns is. And one of my favorite matches that I've ever seen was Zayn, the underdog, Sami Zayn, who was way bigger than Neville, beating him for the title. You want to talk about an amazing underdog story? That would be a very special moment. But after the match, Finn Balor comes out after Sami Zayn beats him. But Finn Balor is in AJ's face. Joel Wood says, do Good Brothers come out and help AJ against Judgment Day, or is that unlikely at this point? I don't think it's impossible, but they do have some New Japan commitments. And admittedly, I keep hitting them up, and they're like, oh, we're going to talk soon, buddy. We're going to talk soon, buddy. We'll see. But AJ flips him off. It would make an awful lot of sense for the Good Brothers to show up, Denise.
Yeah, it would. I mean, like, there is so much that they can do there.
Let's be real. Triple H owes him one. He really does owe him one. After,
yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what I mean, Carl Anderson, when he got released from WWE, said that when he and Gallows were deciding should they leave for AEW, should they take the Impact offer, or should they re-sign with WWE, the Triple H said, you know, I think about you and your family, and I wonder if this AEW thing will even be around in a few years. Well, not only would AEW still be around, they would still be under contract because Tony Khan doesn't cut people like in that regard. Fortunately for them, to some degree, Impact was like, we'll give you the same deal we offered. But I feel like Triple H, he didn't cut him. He would have kept him if he could. But yeah. We've got Trey saying the potential story that WWE has with Sammy and the Bloodline split up is going to be the best storyline in years if done right. And Denise, I have much more confidence in them to do it right than I would have before. Because in the past, when something good like this would arise, I'd be like, oh, man, how are they going to screw this up? And I feel confident and excited now.
Yeah, honestly, I think that was like the mentality across the board prior. Like, how are they going to mess this up? How are they going to make us the most possible, like the angriest possible or like the lamest, dumbest thing? I feel bad, but that was like the train of thought.
We have a variety of super chats. LJ says Tennille Dashwood to SmackDown. I think she'd be a good shot in the arm for them, too. I think that she would be a good addition. Shock G says, any word on Alexander Wolf return to WWE and Imperium? Don't know if that's high on their priority list, but I like Alexander Wolf. I think that he had one of the best breakout takeover performances ever, along with Sanity. Nicholas Olsen says, I would love for AJ to join Judgment Day, then have Good Brothers come back into WWE. Judgment Aww. Day becomes the emo branch of Bullet Club.
I do not want to see AJ Styles join the Judgment Day.
No.
I will riot. I'm sorry. I will riot.
I would like to see Finn Balor's allegiance called into questions because the Good Brothers are his guys. Shock G says, Sean, when are FTR's contracts up? Do you think WWE will give them a limited schedule if they want? Yes, I do think WWE would give them a limited schedule. Their deals are up next spring, summer-ish. Around there, WWE did reach out to them. As reported by FightfulSelect.com, we have clarification on a lot of people and if WWE reached out to them. Keith Lee, Swerve, Malachi Black, FTR, Miro, a lot of stuff like that. FightfulSelect.com, head over there, get exclusive news and podcasts. Riddle defeated Damian Priest. They have some special kind of chemistry. They did the low-key Amazing Red Matrix spot. Now, low-key and Amazing Red are both like 5'7", 5'8", maybe, and about 170 pounds when they did this 20 years ago. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, seek out that match and like that they had. I can't remember what it was. I think it was ROH, but they redid this spot here. You can tell that these two have worked together an awful lot. And I mean, they're around each other daily. They live together, for the love of God. Like, these two guys literally live together. I don't know if they still do, but they did. Denise, it showed here. Riddle ended up getting the win with a splatel. I love that. A good pin, pinning a good wrestler. I know some people say, oh, that's sneaky. I disagree. When Bret Hart beat Diesel at Survivor Series 95, when I was little, I was like, oh my God, that's how he did it. He's just better at pinning people. Denise, I thought this was really good. Of course, there's interference. It's a Triple H led show. You know the drill, but damn, what a match.
This was definitely one of the best matches that we've gotten to see recently with Damian Priest. I thought he did a phenomenal job with here with Matt Riddle. There was a moment where he was grabbing him and he was like, "How are you dare you try to embarrass me on my birthday?" I died. I died amazing. Over. I loved that. That was so funny. That was hilarious. There was a lot that I loved from this. Awesome clothesline from Priest that I enjoyed. All of the knees, the strikes from Matt Riddle. I mean, I feel like I say this in like all his matches, but to be honest, it's something that each and every single match are like, oh shit, I swear to God, it's harder than the last time he did it. So that's pretty much like this match was a main event match. The finish, I wasn't as totally crazy about it as maybe you were, because I did kind of feel like it was just a little bit too a little bit too abrupt, but whatever, it was fine. Obviously, you know, with the beat down afterwards, I just kind of like, I thought this was a good main event and it was needed. Mm-hmm. I still feel like the Judgment Day needs a lot of help in terms of making them look like a dominant team. And
those promos when Edge was in control were so bad, and they just haven't gotten better. The material they're given backstage, like 619, more like 61 mine. I'm like, what, bro?
What? I'm struggling right now to take them a little bit seriously, but that's like, obviously I knew Riddle had to win this match, you know, I knew that, but let's say if Priest would have won this, I wouldn't have hated it just because sure. I feel like they need it.
And then the numbers game, but this was largely a vehicle to set up the return of Edge. Edge came back, hit spears all around, says, me, you, I quit match Edmonton. What, Denise?
Nothing. Continue on.
No, go ahead.
I'm excited to see Edge versus Finn Balor. I think it'll be good. I'm just not as excited as maybe other people are.
That's fine. I mean,
why didn't he come in and just spear Dominic? Like, out of everybody in the group, I get it. Like, they're setting up the match with Finn Balor, but he should have just came in and just speared Dominic.
They need to have another match, and Edge has to beat the absolute dog shit out of him. I would love it if Ray beat the absolute dog shit out of him. Because what we haven't ever really seen out of Ray is a sustained squash. Like, we saw him squash like JBL, like punching the bully in the nose. But I mean, like, I would love to see Ray beat the absolute shit out of Dom for like 7-8 minutes and beat him. Like, I want
that. That would be the most realistic thing ever.
It'd be great.
But the problem is, though, Sean, that Dominic would be getting beat for 7 minutes and he would have the same facial expression for all 7 minutes.
I know. Reductive says, Denise, you live in Hollywood, LA. It doesn't matter. Well, I don't know what that's in reference to, but I'll tell you what. No matter where Denise lives, whether she's in Rosita or LA, or
not,
she'll be
in Rosita, no thanks.
She'll be in Cleveland. Shut up, Denise. She'll be in Cleveland this weekend. I'm in Lexington right now. You can enjoy NordVPN.com/Fightful. And they got three great tiers. You can get a VPN, a pass, or a locker, or all three, but that's not it. 4 additional months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's one of my favorite things about our sponsors. They know that you're going to love their product. If not, they offer a money-back guarantee. You can get online threat protection, block annoying pop-up ads, malware, and online trackers. And you change your virtual location with just one click. You get access to a lot more content, wrestling content, MMA content. You can get pay-per-views much more affordably than you would if you didn't use NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location to somewhere like New Zealand, Lithuania. Get access to a lot more services than you would have without NordVPN.com/Fightful. And how about this? It works on all your devices. All of them. Phone, laptop, desktop, PC, all that good stuff. Browse safely. Browse securely. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I use this every single day. I love it. Hit me up on Twitter if you use NordVPN. Let them know too. Leave a thumbs up, guys. We are heading down the home stretch, but we saved the main event, White Rabbit. And there is some wild lore, reckless speculation here. We're going to go through it. Line Drive says, you know, everyone's obsessed with the White Rabbit. Didn't think anybody get that excited about Peter coming into the Fed. I get it. Peter Rabbit. Name says, the depth of this White Rabbit thing is insane. No way it isn't Bray. I completely agree. And I mean, FightfulSelect.com reported last week, we believe he's on the way into the company. Didn't hear anything about the Freddie Prinz outfit finally signing him. Alex says, thoughts on a Bray Wyatt Cody Mania program? Not if there's lore, Denise. I don't want to see Cody Rhodes tied up in the lore. I don't want that. Now, if this is more rooted in reality, if this is more like 2013, 2014 Bray Wyatt, I just don't want to see all the goofy bullshit. I don't.
Continue on.
Jordan says, a picture surfaced a month ago or two of Marty Skrull training with Riddle and Nakamura. Any chance the White Rabbit is Skrull? Let me tell you, Jordan, literally, I stand a better chance of being the White Rabbit than Marty Skrull right now. WWE would call Denise to be the White Rabbit way before Marty Skrull. Aaron says, Bray Wyatt got us watching WWE for clues the same way Marvel had us watching WandaVision. Such good stuff. That is a good point. Like, they're conjuring up interest in this, Denise.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Well, that's true.
I know this is working for a lot of people, so I'm so glad this is working for a lot of people. I'm glad that it's trending. I'm glad people are talking about it. I'm so happy for everybody. But I'm not I'm not the demo for this. This is not a Denise thing. This is not a me thing. I'm not the person that's going to scan QR codes and find, you know, X and Y coordinates and tag and source the thing and find out it links to Malachi Black's song and go on the, I went on the TikTok page, actually. Sue me. I went on the TikTok page. I'm not the person.
As reported by FightfulSelect.com that it would be a TikTok thing tonight.
I'm just not this kind of viewer, but I recognize that there's a lot of people like that. So I'm glad that this is hitting for the majority of people. I'm more of the person that I'm just going to sit and wait and see when the moment actually happens. I care more about the actual like debut, the actual physical moment, than the digital portion leading up to it. But I do appreciate the creativity and I'm seeing it all over my timeline. So it's clearly working.
Jambeard says, I think the Corbin stuff with the White Rabbit is the next hint that happens during a Corbin segment. So there was a zip code and it leads to Corbin, Kentucky. So they do run shows in Corbin, Kentucky, just not very often. He beat The Miz there once, but Baron Corbin was the last person that he wrestled before Bray became The Fiend. So maybe that's something.
This is your time to shine, Sean. Kentucky?
I have never been to Corbin, Kentucky. Ever.
Today was the first day I heard of it, so.
I mean, there you go. Said Snooka says, look up Game Theory by Roots and look at lyrics.
Was those lyrics that connect to Malachi Black. Is that what he's talking about? Because I think I saw that on Twitter.
Okay, so listen. Let me say it, Denise. Damn, because you're blowing right through it. There was an HTML code on the website. It was Malachi Black's lyrics. There you go.
I literally just said that.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't. You didn't explain it whatsoever. And
I said it connected to Malachi Black's lyrics. And then you said the same thing with different words.
Anti and Brick says, who do you think Bray feuds with once coming in? That's a good question. Who do you think Bray, as I fix my mouse, which is dead, so I won't be able to stop the show if I don't fix this. But,
so I'm wondering, it depends, because obviously we don't know if he's going on Raw or on SmackDown. So if he's going on SmackDown, I don't know if he's going on Raw or SmackDown, but if he were to go to SmackDown, God, I kind of would want to see something with the only person that kind of feels like they really kind of have anything going on, and I would say Drew McIntyre. On SmackDown?
Yeah. Drew McIntyre? It seems like Drew would be the kind of person they'd rope into that stuff.
Because Cross, I feel like it would be like, they're just getting him going, like the ball rolling with Cross. So I feel like to stall any momentum from Cross would be a huge disservice. So I feel like this would not benefit him right now in the stage where he's at. On Raw, there's a lot more options.
Yeah, and
they'd probably put him in there with Chad Gable. That I wouldn't hate. No.
And the thing is, I don't think that I feel like that's the type of thing that they would just put Drew in. You know, hey, here you go. Here's some spooky stuff, Drew. Make the best of it.
Who would they do it with on Raw? I'm thinking of some like options here. Kevin Owens and make him go crazy again, like they did with Alrod Elias.
Perhaps that would make sense. Well, it wouldn't make sense whatsoever.
No, it wouldn't.
But they would do it.
Whoever it'd be, they'd be starting fresh here. Did have Cody Rhodes in that clip, that TikTok video.
Yes. By the way, Luis, my mouse doesn't work. I can't click that link. Jam Beard says, I know it's a bit of a stretch, but the 40701, it's a date. As a date, it's April 7th, 2001. The date has the Chinese zodiac of a snake and is also under the Aries star, both connected to Orton, who connects to Wyatt. I would be shocked. I would be shocked if it were that, Jambeard. I'm sorry, buddy. That ain't it.
Although I do appreciate him switching it into a date versus a zip code, because that was where my brain initially went with that whole 40701 thing.
Said Suka says, Bray is a super genius. There's a YouTube channel called White Rabbit Records, one with the song and one with the zip code for tonight, with other zip codes that say lead you to Bray, Oklahoma. Yeah, there are a lot of hints that indicate the Corbin thing. Somebody said there's a Wyndham Corbin
hotel.
There's White Rabbit Records there as well. Like, there are some things.
What does the rabbit symbolize? What is the symbol of a rabbit? Like, what does the rabbit mean?
I know.
I just feel like that. I mean, if we're decoding here, I mean, we're talking about freaking zip codes and all of this stuff, and the white rabbit is clearly like the number one thing. Shouldn't we like talk about what the hell the rabbit signifies?
Perhaps. I don't know. I guess so. We got Michael.
Are you a decoder, Sean? Are you into this stuff?
I'm not. Michael Bolligar says, Denise, sour graps with these takes. I don't think so. I mean, the Bray stuff just isn't for some people. There was a period where I was like just completely fed up with that stuff, but it was the bad booking that surrounded it. That's ultimately what it was. We've got 30 Undertaker 313 saying, can somebody explain if Aleister Black is released or still with AEW? Any correlation to the White Rabbit hints or lyrics? I was talking to some people that say they expect Malachi Black to be back in AEW eventually, but that's why I said it was sort of like a conditional release. Like, he can go do indies and stuff if he wants, but he ain't going to WWE. Like, there's none of that. It ain't happening. Juan says, I'm loving the ARG stuff with the White Rabbit. Reminds me of the viral marketing campaign for Cloverfield, if anyone remembers that. Are you a Cloverfield fan?
No.
Really?
Is that the thing that was on Netflix?
Yeah, but that one wasn't great. That one wasn't great at all, if I remember right. There were a couple that were good. Maybe the one in the bunker. It's Really Brian says, happy birthday to Alex Palowski, Asuka, and Damian Priest. Going to the last SmackDown of the year in Tampa, so hopefully we'll get Bray then. I swear he's taking longer to come than Veer. I don't know. I don't think it's been that long. I just think that a lot of people expected SmackDown, and it didn't happen. Also, in the URL today, there were it was 9:30, which is the day to SmackDown, YRG or something, which is the Winnipeg airport. So we're going to get more hints. That's what's going to happen.
His TikTok name is _ come with me.
Damn. Ryan Martin says, I don't know if this was asked yet, but what percentage would you put Bray Wyatt returning out of this White Rabbit stuff? It's so out of the box. It can only come from his brain. It ain't all just him, by the way. He's got, if it's him, he's got some help, but I'm putting it at 90%, because if it's anybody else, Denise, if it happened to be Malachi Black, I do think that some people would be like, wow, that's big because he's coming from AEW. But I think it's got to be Bray.
Just timing wise, it doesn't make sense for it to be Malachi Black.
Exactly. And he can't go over there. They ain't cutting him in that in that regard anyway. So Aco5 says rabbit equals Alice in Wonderland going down a hole. And Jay says, I think Bray will be doing something with Alice in Wonderland. That's the white rabbit.
I knew it had to mean something.
Wrestle Kingdom says, did you guys see there was a blackbird in the back of Alexa's during Alexa's segment when they were with Damage Control and Candace backstage? I saw people at least speculating on that and bringing that up. Was that the buzzard? Was that the lantern? Was there a blackbird? I definitely saw that. Ben Tsuka says, I can't again. Luis, as I noted, I can't read those lyrics. My mouse isn't working. Need you to post the lyrics here, the pertinent ones. Jambeard says, do you think the QR code stuff for Zoe Stark was a test run for the White Rabbit to see how many people would play detective with it?
That was lame.
Yeah.
And it didn't even make sense in the story.
Yeah, that one was not a good test. Whoever decided that one was wasn't the right call. But yeah, I think it was a test run.
I will say this too. I also didn't like the flash QR because a QR that comes up so fast, like you have to like rewind and go back and get that. Because by the time you get your phone, you swipe it, you find your camera and you actually scan it, like the moment's gone. So people had to probably like pause, rewind and get the QR thing. But anyways, the Zoe Stark thing was kind of lame.
Yeah. Distree says, holy crap, I share a birthday with Alex, Asuka, and Damien. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We've got a super chat or humper chat that says, we may be happy or disappointed when the White Rabbit stuff actually happens. I still think it's Bray, but we all know that if Vince was still here, he would have used it to promote an upcoming bunny superhero starring Eva Marie. Oh, gosh. And we got Michael Keith saying, if we're talking Alice in Wonderland, let's not forget the Queen of Hearts. Natalia is the White Rabbit confirmed. You're welcome. Natalia is great. Reductive says, it was a reference to the butt stuff with Miz and Loomis. Being married with a family doesn't matter, especially in LA and Hollywood. Oh, okay.
Wait, say that again?
Somebody said the LA Hollywood reference that to you, which I shouldn't have to explain it this much, kind of undermines it, but is in reference to not that stuff not mattering in LA.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Joel Wood says, I'm glad Edge returned tonight so at least we can give or we can finally end this stupid speculation I've seen that he was behind it. If they had him be behind it after they also had him with the cryptic videos, Denise, woof. That would be terrible.
Yeah, completely agree on that. Also, Sean, have you seen Alice in Wonderland?
Years and years ago, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Years and years ago. As we wrap up, I got the lyrics to the Roots thing. It's not necessarily related to the White Rabbit. It says, this is a game. I'm your specimen. Well, Denise, hit the bricks. Give us your plugs.
Twitter and Instagram @_DeniseSalcedo, youtube.com/DeniseSalcedo.
And look, check me out. Check
is
me
that
out.
That you?
It's me.
Why? This is creepy.
Because it's the only way I get in the show.
This is creepy.
Orlando says,
this is literally my first nightmare.
From WWE PC. With the hurricane. No.
Do a skit, Sean. Do a skit.
I'm sorry.
Like, do a skit or something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.